Good evening, and welcome to the bar. Pull yourself up a stool or settle down by the fire. Make yourself comfortable. Relax. Looking across this old mahogany bar top with the crackling fire in the background really makes you yearn for something of yesterday. Something old, elegant, and fashionable. Now, what can I get you? An old-fashioned? A superb choice. Shall I show you how it's done? Take your old-fashioned glass and add one sugar cube. Saturate that with at least two dashes of bitters to your preference. Four? Why, of course. Add a dash of plain water. Muddle until dissolved. And add some ice cubes. And finally add a double measure of the whiskey of your choice. I'll scan it out for you with a twist of orange and a cherry. Take a sip. Savor it. Should be nice and smooth. It's a simple drink, really. Back in the 19th century, they defined a basic drink called simply a cocktail. A basic mix of spirits, sugar, water, and bitters. These existed for each of the major spirits, so you could order a whiskey cocktail, a gin cocktail, and so on. Over time, other liqueurs were added to the basic cocktail recipes, but eventually an old classic came back into vogue. It was old-fashioned, and hence the name. The whiskey-based version was the most popular, and it was a bourbon version that was first named the old-fashioned. This recipe was quite similar to the one we have today, and a few alterations have been made since 1895. They would dissolve a lump of sugar with a little water in a whiskey glass, add two dashes of Angostura bitters, a small piece of ice, and a piece of lemon peel, and then one jigger of whiskey. That's about 1.5 US ounces, or 44 milliliters today. It would then be mixed with a small bar spoon and served with a spoon still in the glass. Sadly, between then and now, the cocktail went through a rather undignified period. Marinated, almost glowing cherries were added, and too many slices of orange. In some cases, it was even mixed with lemonade. But now it is a cocktail that has truly returned to its roots. A strong but smooth, elegant yet simple mixture of the core cocktail ingredients. It is no wonder that the International Bartenders Association marked this as an unforgettable on their list of official cocktails. And now you know more about the history. What do you think of the drink? It's nice, isn't it? Really brings out the flavours of the whiskey. Not too much water. Little hint of citrus. Slightly sweet. You can really get an understanding of the character of the spirit. A good old-fashioned should go down smoothly and silkily. This is a perfect kind of drink on which to ruminate about some smooth jazz. Oh, you've got to be going. Oh, of course, not a problem. See you next time, and remember, always drink responsibly. Dr. Wilco's Campaign for Better Beverages is produced by TTSS Productions. It was research written and edited by Dr. Wilco. The cocktail was mixed and drunk by Dr. Wilco. Background music was provided royalty-free via Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.com. You can support this podcast on Patreon via the show notes and the website, drwilco.org/Patreon.